Okay, so this week's Parsha is Parsha's Truma. We talk about the Binyan HaMishkan. So the Ramban, before he starts the Parsha, he actually gives a little bit of an introduction. And he addresses a basic question. Why, when you're talking about a construction, why do you first talk about the Kelim of the Mishkan? The Gemara itself points this out. The Ramban says that when we talk about the Mishkan, the first thing we talk about is not the building. We talk about the Urin. Why do we talk about the Urin first? So Ramban says, "V'hinei ikar ha'chefetz be'mishkan hu mekayim menuchas ha'shchina shunarin." Because the Urin, that's what we talk about the first. The Urin is the central point of the Mishkan. So Urin is the ikar ha'chefetz be'mishkan, because that's going to be the makam menuchas ha'shchina shu Urin. Okay, so let's talk about a little bit about the Urin. So basically, the tzivui is to make an Urin, which is 2.5. Amos by 1.5 by 1.5. It's basically three boxes, as Rashi says. Gimel Aroinis, Asa Betzalel, Beishel Zav, Alv Shel Eitz. So you make three boxes. They're nested. The outer box is gold. The most inner one is gold. And the middle one is wood. Obviously, these are Seidus HaTorah, but there is symbolism. If you look in the Sifri HaJush, why it has to be that way. One of the basic ways to understand this is because the Aron represents the Torah. The Aron is going to hold the Torah that we're going to learn about it. So when we support Torah scholars, it's not good enough just to, let's say, pay his grocery bill to take care of what the problems in his house. And he's driving a jalopy, and he can't send his kids to camp. We should try to make him live in a bakavadik way. So that it represents. So Talmud Chacham represents the wood, somebody who lives a simple life. But for us, the community, has to make sure he's zahav, mi bayis, what's going on in his house, umi bachutz, and how he appears on an exterior. Okay. And then the Torah describes the Badim. And then at the end of the Parsha, the Torah repeats itself. And it says like this, Pasuk Tazayin, V'nasata el ha'arein, Eso edus asher etein elecha. That's one time. And then again, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'nasata es ha'kapayrus. Then the Torah says you build a cover. Kapayrus means a cover. Right, to the word lechaper, the Rishonim want to know if maybe the word to atone for somebody comes from the same word. Because if you do an avlet to me and you say I'm sorry, for the rest of my life I look away from what you did. Lechaper is to cover over. I'll call pishoyim techase ahava. When you right, if we love each other, I'm going to look away. It doesn't mean I don't notice your flaws, but we look away. That's the idea of a chait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechaper. It comes from the same word to cover. Okay, so. The Torah says, then, Pasuk Chafal, V'nasata Sikaparis, that's where the Kruvim are, Al Ha'orin Milamala. And then again, the El Ha'orin Titanus Ha'edus Asher Eten Elecha. And Rishonim want to know, why did Torah repeat itself twice, the exact same thing? Pasuk Tazayin, put the Luchais in the Orin, and Pasuk Chafalif, put the Luchais in the Orin. So Rashi explains that the second time is teaching us something else, that you first have to put the cover on it. Now you made it a box. Then you slide the cover off, and you put the luchais in it. That's the second time. The Ramban argues, Ramban has a lot of kashas, and Ramban, because of this, says that the second pasuk is not a tzivui. The second pasuk is telling us the function of what the Aron is going to do. Hashem is going to speak from the Mubiyin HaKruvim. You'll take a look in the Ramban. I want to suggest another mahalach. But before we get to that, I want to discuss a little history. Where is the Aron today? Okay, so you Indiana Jones, right? Those who watched the so there are three shitas. Okay, so I want to go through quickly the three shitas. Yeah, exactly. Very good, Ari. So okay, for there's different mishnayos who contradict itself. The first mishnah we'll discuss is the mishnah in Shkalim. It's in the sixth parak of Shkalim. It says they would bow down. You would bow down 13 times when you came into the Beis Hamikdash, and then another opinion says no. You have to bow down when you come to the Lishkas Ha'etzim. Okay, if you know the way the Beis Hamikdash runs, it runs from east to west. You'd come out on the east. Where we stand by the coastal, that's the coastal Harbais, that's the western side. You'd be on the other side of the mountain, and the Beis HaMikdash lies east to west. When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, there's the Ezras Nashim. On the right-hand side, the northern side, there's a Lishka, a room called the Lishkas HaEitzim. They were misakin to bow down again by the Lishkas HaEitzim. Why? Shesham HaRenignaz. And the Mishnah says the story, which Ari just mentioned, Maisa b'koinecha shrei misasik, there was a kain who was busy over there, and he noticed a tile, v'rasa rizpa, shimishunam mechaver teha, a little different than the other tiles, bambam lechaveri, and minashmaim, they made him die, because they understood it to mean that's where the Aron's hidden, and no one has to know where it is. Okay, Then the Yerushalmi over here, in the regular Yerushalmis, the ones, the standard Yerushalmi, Tes Vav Amid Beis, there's another Shita, Ha'aroin Galim Am Lebavel. It's not under the Lishkas Ha'etzim, it's when they went into exile in the first Beis HaMikdash, it went into Galus with them. That's the two Shitas. Now, there's the third Shita, it's actually a Mishnah Yuma. The third Shita, where the Aron is. You know where the Aron is? It's not in Bavel, it's not in the Lishkas Ha'etzim, it's deep down in the Kodesh Kedoshim, where the, maybe with the Al-Aqsa Ma'ez, I don't know what's up there now. So the Mishnah says like this, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen has to come, and come with the Ketores, and go, Lifnai Lifnim. And he would put it, during the first Beis HaMikdash, where the Aron was, Bein Abadim. The Mishnah has a problem. That's by the first Beis HaMikdash. But by the second Beis HaMikdash, where should you put it? That's what the Mishnah is addressing. So the Mishnah says, Misha Nital Aron, when the Aron was removed, they Evid Hoysa Sham, there's a stone there, that's where you put the Ketores in Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Mishanital Ha'aron, what does it mean, Nital? It doesn't say when the Aron was hidden. It says when the Aron was removed. Who removed it? This is the opinion that is removed and taken away to Bavel and carried off. But we don't hold like that. We hold that the Gemara says, we hold that the Aron was actually hidden in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Gemara in Harius and Nafyud Beis brings a pasuk. It says, by King Yoshio, he saw that the end of the Bais Rishon is coming. So he says, "Vayomer la'leviim hamavinim l'chol Yisrael hakadoshim to Lashem tenu es orin hakodesh bebayis asher banu Shleima." So the Gemara over here explains that Shleima Melech built a secret passageway under the Kodesh Kedoshim where no one knows, and there, deep down, Yeshio hid the Aron. So we have three shitas: either in the Lishkas Ha'etzim, and that's the story with the tile, or is carried off to Bavel, and the Gemara brings in a few different places, and Yuma, different places, a source for this. And then the third Shita is that it was under the Kodesh Kedoshim, somewhere deep in Temple Mount, under the Kodesh Kedoshim. Those are the basic three Shitas. I saw the Rishash. The Rishash says, so the Mishnah Yuma says there was no place to put the Gemara asks, where do you put the Ketores? And the Gemara says, you put it on the rock, on the Evan Shasiyah. Why didn't they just make a new Aron? Why didn't they make a new Aron? Isn't that strange? It was stolen. So the Rishash answers, he's answering Rashi and Ramban's Kasha. Because in Pasuk Tes Vav, it says, take an Aron and put the Luchas in it. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, take the Aron and put the Luchas in it. Why did the Torah repeat itself? That's the rule in Kachim. Shana Alav HaKosev La'akev. So now what emerges from the Rishash is, the Ramban says, the Aron is the centerpiece of the Mishkan. It comes out, it's not the Aron, it's the Aron with the Luchais. That's Ma'akiv in what the Aron is. Okay, so that's what comes out of it. Very strange Rambam. The Rambam's in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam describes the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Rambam, for some reason, when you learn the Rambam, it's very strange. He says like this. This is Perek Dal Halach Aleph from Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Evan Haisa B'Kodesh Kedoshim B'Maravei, in the western side of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a stone. Shaleh Haya Ha'aron Munach. So there was an Aron there. Ulafon of Tzanzenes Haman, in front of that was the jug, was a container of Daman. Like the Torah says, put away Tzanzenes Haman L'Mishmeres. Umata Aron, looking to learn Parshas Kairach. Ube'ez Shebonu Shloimeh Sabeis Bayis. When Shloimeh Melech built the Bayis, V'yada Shesoyfi Licharev, and he knew that one day it can be destroyed. Bona by Mokim Lignes by Ha'aron L'mata, B'matmonius Akmukais V'akalkalokais. And he built a deep, curvy, somewhere deep in Temple Mount. Because Shloimeh Melech knew it was going to be destroyed. So the Rambam says, Rambam Paskins, just a three-way machlekes, the Rambam Paskins, like that opinion, it's deep down in the Kodesh Kedoshim, hidden away. Can I ask you a question? The Rambam is not a history book. Why? What difference does it make where exactly is the Aron hidden? The Rambam only says, that's a rule, you learn Rambam, only says things that are halacha l'maisa. Now, the Rambam is not a Shulchan Aruch, not only that says things that are halacha l'maisa today, the Rambam tells us what's going to be when Mashiach comes also. But what does it make a difference where the Aron is hidden? We're not going to send a team out, when El Yonav comes, we're going to send a team to look for it, so we got to look at the Rambam and start digging. I don't think that's what the point is. So I want to tell you something over from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, very, very sadistic in the Kuda. Maybe a different time we'll speak about it more by Richos. Where on Temple Mount you're allowed to go Bizman Hazeh? Okay, there's this Temple Mount, there's the Makom HaMikdash, what's the Isser Bizman Hazeh? Maybe we'll talk about it at a different time. Shitas HaRambam is like this. They came into Eretz Yisrael, the entire Eretz Yisrael during Yeshua Benon became Kadosh. Not only Eretz Yisrael, but also the Makom HaMikdash. Shitas HaRambam is, when they went into exile, the Kedusha of Yeshua Benon was batal. Kedusha Rishonim Kitsha Shaita, V'loi Kitsha Liyasulav. It was batal. The Makom HaMikdash was never batal. And the Rambam says, what's the difference? How come, after exile, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael became annulled? There was no more Kedusha after they went to exile. But Kedusha of the Mikdash is forever. Why?
All right.
Because he said, Mipnei HaShchina, the Rambam Sheet is Mipnei HaShchina, and the Shchina is never batal, Shnemer V'Hashimoisi is Mikdashai, Afal Pisha Shomema, even though it's desolate and desecrated, the Kedusha is still there. And the Rambam says, L'Halach L'Maisa. Therefore, Bizman HaZeh, if you go into that area, if you go into Temple Mount, you could bring Karbonus Bizman HaZeh. So why practically don't? That was a question for the last few hundred years, already asked by Yosef HaKafta V'Ferach. And the Achrayim, Rabbi Kivegan, and Rabbi Yehuda, and everybody since then wants to know, so how come we don't go up there on Pesach and bring Karbonus? You can say, we're Tomei, right? Okay, so that's a real question, maybe one day I would like to speak about it. The Rambam Sheet is therefore, Bizman HaZeh, there's still Kedusha, and therefore, first we can bring Karbonus Bizman HaZeh, and second of all, you go up when you're Tomei, you're Chayiv Karis. That's the Sheet of the Rambam. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, the Shita of the Rambam is predicated because that's where the Luchis is hidden. That's where the Aron is hidden. The reason why this Kedusha Bizman HaZeh Nemakom Mikdash is because that's where the Torah is hidden. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and that's why the Torah has to give, that's why the Rambam has to give a history where things are. He's explaining my Shita. You know why we say that the Kedusha's Hamakim is not batal, because the Kedusha Hamakim comes from the Torah, and the Torah is still there. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. I think we could take this a little bit practically into our Avodas Hashem. The Nefesh HaChaim brings the famous Medrash, when it says, V'asu li migdash, it says, V'shochanti b'socham, 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 that the Shechina could be in every single person. I said in this year a few times from the Beis HaLevi, but this year I saw it in the Maral. The Beis HaLevi is a mechadish that Torah is different than other sciences and other disciplines. If I learn mathematics, I'm Daniel Bach. The mathematic textbook is here. I just know some mathematics. When you learn Torah, you become the Etzem HaTorah. You become the embodiment of Torah. The Maral says it, the Gemara Makkah says, how foolish are people, they stand for the Sefer Torah, but they won't stand for a Gavra Rabba. Why? So the Maral explains, because it's not I'm here and the Torah is there. I become the Torah. I become the Etzem HaTorah. We developed this idea with a Beis HaLevi, a beautiful Beis HaLevi. That the Ramban and the Rishash are both basically saying, it's not to Aron, it's to Aron with the Torah. It's to Aron with the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shochein, not B'Soichai, B'Soicham. When every person takes the Torah, and when I say this, I mean to say it with, when a person takes the Torah and it becomes part and parcel within him, he takes the Torah. It's very nice to listen to a shir, but if a person takes a Gemara or takes something and reviews it and learns it and becomes literally part of him, then he becomes no different than the Makom HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh. The Rambam says the Makom HaMikdash has for thousands of years of Kedusha because the Torah resides within it. And I think that's like the Chazon Ish writes, all the magic that the Mishnah Ovis says, that when you learn Torah, it makes you have all the milos, it changes your midos, and it makes you a better person, and all the midos of Torah, it's when the Kedushas HaTorah becomes part and parcel within us. Shabbos. The morale doesn't have Bavloi.